Hey Jeff, the players generally seemed satisfied with tonight's game. What about you?
Yeah, I just didn't like our turnovers, but you know, overall it was a good hockey game. You know, we lost a lead, which we're not too happy about, but you know, we've got a big goal in the third to get a point tonight, which is big right now. But you know, like it's our turnovers tonight, and I thought we had two lines that played hard, and two other lines that were just so. So there'll be some guys looking in the mirrors tonight.
And this morning you were talking about the defensive play. The team needs to play better defensively. Now it's been like on a 4-game losing streak. Is this a concern now heading into the playoffs?
Well, not, you know, I was looking at the shots here, and we allowed like, you know, 22 shots. Like, that to me is playing pretty good defensively. Yeah, our turnovers affected us, but most nights that we allow 20, 22 shots, we should have a decent chance at winning the game. So, you know, we're going to keep going. We're going to try to stay positive and find a way to come up with a big win. And the power play got two goals too. Another positive thing tonight. So that's where we're at right now in our brains.
Yeah. So for the power play, it was 1-for-20 for the last 5 games.
Yeah.
And tonight it was 2. Where did you find the units that well tonight?
Well, we kept it simple. We got pucks to the net and found some rebounds. So that's, you know, that's a good thing.
And what does the team have to do different for tomorrow night's game?
Manage the puck a little bit better and get more guys to compete, not just two lines. We need more guys to show up.
Thank you.
Yep.
Coach, yep. You guys clinched the playoffs. I know you weren't there last season, but you know, there's a banner. I was talking about that with the fan. There's a banner hanging from the Raptors, but no playoff games yet at Place Belle. What's the feeling around the room? What's the feeling from the team knowing that you'll be able to give your fans a home playoff game?
Well, it's very exciting. It's exciting for our team, our players. It's exciting for the organization and the fans. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for our players to showcase themselves elsewhere than the regular season and, you know, be in the playoffs. And I think it's a tribute to our players' competitiveness throughout the year.
Speaking of showcase, knowing that the big team isn't playing in the playoffs or in the midst of a rebuild, reset, whatever you want to call it, a lot of your players either played a few games or maybe are looking to push themselves up. Is that one of the best showcases to show the Top Guns of Intelligentsia over at the Habs?
Yeah.
That they have a spot there?
Yeah, for the young guys to you know, for next year to maybe make the big club, and the older guys that don't have contracts, for them to showcase themselves. The further you go in the Calder Cup playoffs, the more teams in the NHL will be looking at you and a better opportunity for your future. So I think it's great for these players, and you know, hopefully they you know, we get this team up and going here again and ready for the playoffs.
Can I ask one last question?
Yeah.
Just for Lucas Vedemo and the loss of can you just talk about the loss for like what you missed from him?
Well, he's got a lot of speed and he's good on draws and he's good on the PK. So for sure, it's a loss for us. And but every team gets those. Every team gets injuries. So we have to cope with that. It's the American Hockey League and we're used to it.
Thank you.